Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Looking diligently at your root system. Looking diligently. Everybody say, looking diligently at your root system. Every person has a root system. Okay, let's look at Jeremiah chapter 1. Look at verse number 9, Jeremiah 1:9. It says, "Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth." Where did he put his words?
In his mouth.
"See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant." Now, I think this is a process here. Rooting out, pulling down, destroying and throwing down, building and planting. Amen. So I think that there's times that we need to examine our heart to see if we have any unwholesome roots growing in us. Amen. Because we're all supposed to have a good root system. The Bible says that if the tree bring forth good fruit, then it's got good roots. Amen. A good tree can't bring forth bad fruit. And the type of fruit that you have is determined by the root system that you have. And the root system come from seeds. So we're going to take a look tonight at some root systems that everybody's got root systems in them, but we're going to look at a couple that we shouldn't have and then the type of root system we should have. And we're going to talk to you about how eradicate a bad root system. First of all, let me define what a root is. In a biblical sense, when we talk about a root, we're talking about the basic cause, source, or origin of something. The root of something, the cause, the source, the origin. It's the beginning of something, a root system. We know that in the natural, a root is a part of a plant that grows underground and holds the plant in place. It conveys water and nourishment to the rest of the plant via the numerous branches and fibers that exist. And so roots come from seeds. The word rooted means, if you say something is rooted, that means that it's established, it's firmly fixed. Other words or synonyms of the word rooted are entrenched, ingrained, embedded, or fixed. So a tree is only as strong as its root system. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. All of us are familiar with this particular scripture. Look at verse number 10. It says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life whereunto you are called and has professed a good profession before many witnesses." I want you to go back and look at verse number 9. "But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money," the love of money, the appetite for money, the overwhelming appetite for material things, is the root. It means that it is the source, it's the origin, it is the cause of all evil. And the scripture says, which some have coveted after. In other words, when you have a greedy desire for material things that is beyond the normal desire that a man should have, a man should desire to have enough to feed his family, to take care of his family, should have enough to be a blessing like God wants him to be. God wants you to be a conduit of his blessing. God wants to pour blessing through you. But when your pursuit is nothing but money, and your motive for having more money is to consume it upon your own lust, then you have a bad root. There's nothing wrong with you desiring to have a good job so you can take care of your family, prepare for a good future and things like that. But it shouldn't be totally for a selfish thing that I'm just going to take care of me, I'm going to get mine, you get yours, and you just begin to hoard. You're not a blessing at all. The Bible says that the love of money is a root. And so we have to always make sure that we don't have, the wrong kind of desire for material things. And God wants you to be blessed. In fact, Jesus became poor for us so that we through his poverty might be made rich. So he's not opposed to you having abundance, but you have to have abundance with the right attitude. You have to possess abundance with the right heart. Amen. Because a lot of people just want a lot of things just so they can have more stuff. You know, they ain't thinking about the kingdom. They're not thinking about helping anybody else. You know, and that type of wealth makes people very prideful. It really blows their head up to where they think they're better than somebody else, or that, you know, they're untouchable because they have a lot of money. So the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Now, let me read that out of the Amplified Bible. It says, for the love of money is a root of all evils. It is through this craving that some have been led astray and have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves through with many acute mental pangs. So you can see that nothing good happens from that. You know, you think you're getting a lot of stuff, but all you're doing is setting yourself up for a lot of hurt and pain for the love of money. Verse 9, for those who crave to be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish, useless, godless, and hurtful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction and miserable perishing. So you see, just having a lot of money is just not the answer. You know, if you have all of that without God, then you just got a lot of problems on your hand. And that's why you see people that have a lot of money that's still not happy. And they're pierced through it. They have many sorrows in their life because they have not appropriated the blessing of the Lord right. And many of them don't even give God the glory for what they have. They think they got it in their own strength. Amen. And it's a painful thing for them. We need to make sure that we don't have this root working in us. You know, you can be poor and be craving to be rich. You know, this ain't something that affect just rich people. You cannot have a dime and have an unholy desire for money in the wrong way and be broke. And when you get it like that, then you'll do anything for money. Right. When you love money so much and material things, the way you'll step on anybody, do whatever you got to do to get more of it, you can see that it actually brings a lot of hurt and pain to even people that are around you when you have that type of attitude toward money that you got to have it and you don't care who you hurt to get it. Well, that's not godly at all. The scripture says one way that you protect yourself from the love of money is that you begin to follow. Look at verse number 11. But thou, O man of God, flee these things. He said, flee the love of money. You got to run from it. Run from it. Flee these things and follow after righteousness. That's always doing things the right way. Godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Amen. Fight the good fight of faith. So he said, you got to fight the good fight of faith to keep yourself in a good way. But you got to always be checking your motive for why you want more. Amen. You can want more for the wrong reason. So you got to always want to have more so you can be a greater blessing to God and that he can be glorified in your life. Now, let's look at another root. Let's look at the root of bitterness. And I'm gonna spend a little time on this one. Hebrews chapter 12. Look at Hebrews 12. Now, it's very difficult to hide the root of the love for money, because it always manifests on the outside. You can look at people and tell when they just have that spirit on them, they just want stuff. They can't hide it because they're in the pursuit of natural things. You can't hide it. But this root right here, you can hide it. The root of bitterness, you can cover it up. You can camouflage it. It can be hidden for many years. And if it's not dealt with, then it's going to bring forth fruit one day that's not going to be nice. Amen. Now, let me give you an illustration of what I'm talking about, how root systems, most of them grow underground in the unseen. You can't see what's going on under the ground. All you see is the manifestation on top of the ground. You know, I had a tree in my yard years ago that the tree, when I first planted it, did real good for a year or two. And then all of a sudden, the tree just stopped growing. I mean, it was just, I mean, every spring just bud out, beautiful tree. And it did that for about 2 years. And then the third year, it just didn't grow. Very few leaves came on it. So I got a soaker hose and put around it. You know, I drill holes in the ground and put fertilizer seed down in the ground. You know, I fertilize it. I even went to the agriculture department and took them a soil sample for them to test my ground to see if I had some minerals that for that type of tree that wasn't growing. They looked at the soil samples, run the soil samples for me and say, well, you need a little bit more this or that. And he said, now go buy this fertilizer. And they gave me some number, I don't know, 21, 2130 or something like that. Don't remember what it was. But they say, just put that around, it ought to be all right. So I did all that. Next year, still didn't grow. So finally I made a decision, this tree need to come up. I went to dig it up one day, and to my surprise, when I dug around the tree and pulled it out, it was just like the day I bought it. I had bought the tree at a nursery down in Forest Hill, and they had put a wire around it to hold all the dirt in and had wrapped it in burlap. So when I pulled it out, the burlap was still there and the wire was there. The wire was still all around this root. So it was root bound. The roots couldn't grow because the wires, I probably should have cut the wires loose before I put it in the ground so that the roots could span out and go. And so they grew as far as they could grow, and then the tree got stunted because the root system could not escape the wires that was around it. And I say, well, look at there. This been under the ground all of this time. I didn't realize that this tree was sick from day one, that it was doomed to failure. The guy told me, he said, you can just put it in the ground just like that. He said, that wire is gonna rust away and it's not gonna be a problem. You just put it in the ground just like it is. But that wire didn't rust. It didn't rust away. It was just like the day I put it in the ground. And I said, poor tree, you know, start wanting to grow. But grow strong.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street.